news, markets, production sales, hay auctions, feeder cattle marketing. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Circle F Farms, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Superior Livestock Productions and Superior Livestock Auctions, Wolf Cattle, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, OxenTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
The Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.1 million into programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal 2026, subject to USDA approval. In action at the end of its September 3rd through the 4th meeting in Denver, Colorado, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee approved checkoff for funding for a total of 14 authorization requests or grant proposals for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2025. The committee, which includes 10 producers and importers from the Cattlemen's Beef Board and 10 producers from the Federation of State Beef Councils, also recommended full Cattlemen's Beef Board approval of a budget amendment to reflect the split of funding between budget categories affected by their decisions. A complete breakdown of the Cattlemen's Beef Board budget and approved funding proposals is laid out line item by line item in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, AMS, is moving forward with the use of three new vision grading instruments to support the agency's beef grading program. AMS approved the use of new technologies that produce marbling scores for prime, choice, and select grades for beef, according to a statement announcing the tech updates. The three new vision grading instruments will also assist in the application of yield grades and measuring of the ribeye area that often is used in scores of certified beef programs. These certifications are issued by a range of organizations and companies, including Certified Angus Beef, National Beef Certified Premium, Tyson's Chairman's Reserve Certified Premium Beef, and Nolan Ryan's Tender Aged Beef, for example. The technology allows for consistent, uniform application of USDA beef grades, which drive payments for producers, help value determinations for packers, and communicate quality to U.S. consumers. Additional information on all of the approved grading technologies is available again in the show notes for this episode at ranchitupshow.com. Now we look at beef on a global market. Global export volumes of U.S. beef to China were down 19% in July compared to a year earlier and are down 8% through the first 7 months of 2025 as the mainland China market withers in the trade war. China was the fourth largest destination for U.S. beef last year, but President Donald Trump's tariffs on China starting in February soured trade relations. In March, China revoked export licenses for U.S. producers, leaving the beef industry with only a few eligible exporters. Compared to the first 7 months of 2024, exports to China are down 46% and down 47% by value at $481 million. Among the top six destinations for U.S. beef, only South Korea booked a volume increase through July, up 9% by both volume and value. All others, including Japan, Mexico, Canada, and Taiwan, are off so far this year. However, according to a recent Rabo research report, global cattle prices continue to rise as global volumes are contracting. Although, for example, beef imports from Brazil into the U.S. rose 25% compared to last year in the first half of 2025, higher tariffs will have a material impact on the trade between Brazil and the U.S., analysts assured. In Europe, the tight market is also attracting higher imports. The latest round of U.S. tariffs included an additional 40% on the already existing 10% global rate and 26.4% non-quota duty on Brazilian beef imports. Brazil supplied a record volume of beef into the U.S. in the first half of 2025, and Rabo Research believes the additional tariff will have a material impact on the trade between Brazil and the U.S. Nearly a month after the U.S. began applying further import tariffs on Brazilian beef, shipments remain strong in a year-over-year comparison, and shipments to the U.S. have remained relatively stable even after the tariffs have taken effect.
And lastly, according to Dr. Andrew Griffith, it would seem that nothing can break this increasing price trend given the length and magnitude of increase, but anyone who has been in the business long enough knows the market will turn on its heels and head the other direction at some point, unquote. As producers navigate the high price environment, it is important to manage price risk and financial risk. The management of these two risks may include managing other risks as well. He says the basic aspect that makes risk management more important today than a few years ago is the quantity of dollars necessary to play in the game. He says it is always wise to manage risk. However, the management of that risk has more value when cattle value is higher. Every animal that perishes before being marketed is now a larger loss of value than when prices were lower. Every 1% decline in price is a larger decline in price than a few years ago. And he says with more money being borrowed at higher interest rates, the higher the cost of borrowing capital. Time for a quick break. Up next, Galvian Balancer Feeder Calf Step Lively. We'll be right back.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Beefmaster's largest one-brand sale is here. Proudly brought to you by the fourth and fifth generations of the very family that founded the Beefmaster breed, ISA Beefmasters. Join the Lassiter family Saturday, October 4th at the Producers Livestock Auction in San Angelo, Texas for the 64th annual ISA Beefmaster Bull Sale. Request a catalog, watch bull videos, and find all the sale details now at RanchChannel.com. ISA Beefmasters, where tradition meets performance at the largest one-brand Beefmaster Bull Sale.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300 plus top quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at RanchChannel.com and CircleFFarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
Cattle Battle.
Welcome back to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program you can find. It's your All Things Ranching Newscast, and so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. And prowling around social media at Ranch It Up Show. Now, even with prices where they are, we obviously encourage y'all to take advantage of any value add program available. Capture those potential profits. Gelvy and Balancer sired calves, take note now. Harold Burtz, Executive Director of the American Gelvy Association, joins us today talking marketing feeder cattle, hybrid vigor, and retaining females. Harold, great to have you back on the show. Let's first start with the programs to add value to those feeder calves.
We've got several programs. We've got our Balancer Edge is our agent source and genetic verifier that we do in conjunction with IMI Global. Folks can enroll through IMI Global and really put some bells and whistles on those calves, and we've sure seen that even in, like you mentioned, in the highest market we've ever seen. We absolutely still everything you do to separate yourself from the rest of the calves selling matters. And I think the Balancer Edge is one way. Another thing, we've got a fully staffed marketing crew that would love to help. We've got a deal called Feeder Finder where we help you promote those calves. If you let us know, we'll send out some emails and text to a select list of feedlots and buyers looking for Gelvy and Balancer cattle and get them out there so people know. And then we've even got a marketplace on our website where you can list if you have a replacement set of heifers, for instance, commercial that are Balancer influenced or Gelvy influenced, put those on there, and we get a lot of traffic on that page. And I think it's a really good free opportunity for folks that they can talk about the cattle, they can put videos, they can put pictures on there, and really get some trade moving, you know, with just private treaty. So there's several options, but I think the most important thing we have is Tom Strom and Wes Anglin on our marketing team. They're out in the country every day talking to folks and promoting these cattle and visiting sale barns and going to sales and those kinds of things. So certainly take advantage of those two guys. They'd love to help and help folks market whatever class of feeder cattle or replacement females they have for sale.
You know, I've said it 1,000 times of take advantage of these programs to give yourself any advantage in the marketplace. And I've compared it to other protein sources. I've compared it to other load lots that may be selling or whatever the case is. But maybe I need to be a little bit more specific and say whatever advantage that you can give yourself maybe over what you did last year or the year before. Because, you know, we all do this, Harold. We all say, and we talk about what our calves bring, and some people are open about sharing that. Some producers aren't. But we always say this, oh, I wish I could have got a little more, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the beast of us being cattlemen. But to be able to, I would have loved, you know, get a little bit more. I would have loved a buck more or something like that. When there's services like this that are free, taking 20 to 30 minutes out of your day, that may get you the buck that you wanted.
For sure. You know, and I do. I think you nailed it. I think we're kind of, this marketplace is so aggressive and it's noisy. And I, you know, any advantage and you know, marketing is something none of us ranchers like to do. You know, we like to focus on making the best product, the best protein in the world, and we're extremely good at that. But I do think we've reached a point where the buyers are becoming very specific on what they want, you know, the end point that they want those calves, when the delivery is important, the vaccination protocol health is extremely important, genetics are extremely important. And, you know, I think we've reached a point in the industry where we just have to differentiate ourselves. And yeah, if you can take advantage of free services to do that and get that extra buck, that's the easy pickings. But I think it's just more folks need to be rewarded for the unbelievable hard work and selection that they put into these cattle to make them as good as they are. And it takes a little effort, but that's why I think breed associations play such a huge part mm-hmm. in assisting in that and helping these commercial ranchers take advantage of some of those things that they have.
Now, when we talk about the like the Balancer Edge program, we're talking about terminal feeder calves. And now let's flip this coin completely upside down and let's talk about retaining heifers. There is not a lot of heifer retention that's out there because with prices what they are, that's extremely attractive to market those females as feeder cattle. Take the cash and pay down debt. I've said that a million times too. But let's talk about sustainability and let's talk about, you know, okay, 3 years down the road, 5 and 10, you know, there is the opportunity right now, even with prices, which they are, or I should say what they are, to grab some of these Gelvy and Balancer cross females, get a little hybrid vigor in your herd, and having them available for use 3 years and 5 years and 10 years down the road. And the reason I say that now is a fantastic time is because everybody's selling, Harold, their top heifers. They're not retaining them. Yes, you're going to have to pay a premium for them right now, but holy smokes, they are all going to market right now. So what an opportunity to really jump in and grab the absolute top enchilada genetics and set yourself up for that 3, 5, and 10 year goal.
Absolutely. You're right. The really good ones are going to town that a lot of times you never get an opportunity to see. And yeah, I think that there's some real opportunity there. I think that the Gelvie cow has, you know, long been the envy of the industry, just in terms of what she can offer in terms of fertility and longevity and milk and raising those big calves and doing it all in a really moderate package. And I think that the time to capture those is now. You know, I'm fortunate, live over here in eastern Kansas, western Missouri, and we've had an unbelievably good year in terms of feed. And Gelvie and Balancer commercial females, they're starting up special cow sales have started again here this month, and Gelvie and Balancer females have topped two of them down here, bred heifers. To the tune of 4,700 is the highest group, but that's been fun to watch. But those were all females that sold last year, just like you said, the very, very top of some unbelievably good programs, and somebody took a chance and they developed them, and then other people were watching and willing to jump back in there and buy those to put them back in their herd. So that opportunity is out there for sure. But yeah, I think the demand for these Gelvie and Balancer females is going to be pretty fun for the foreseeable future.
And what's interesting about the Gelvie and the Balancer female, and I'm using those together in tangent, of course, the Gelvie female and then a Balancer on the red side with Red Angus and a Balancer on the black side with Angus, is having that ability. Versatility is the word that I'm really looking for right there, because when you've got a European breed of the Gelvie and say you want to go back with really any kind of bull on there, if you're just chasing the terminal market, you can absolutely capture hybrid vigor right there.
Yeah. Yeah. The Balancer program, you know, the folks here at Gelvie, and you know, you just have to kind of take your hat off to them. They've been ahead of the curve for a long, long time. They were the first to implement a managed hybrid system in terms of a breed association with the Balancer. And it's my absolute belief that they were the first, and they're still in front. Those cattle are tremendous. You know, you take these Gelvie cattle with all the traits they bring to the table, and cross them with Angus and Red Angus with all the traits they bring to the table. It complements one another so well. But the advantage for the commercial producer is they can still reap the rewards of that hybrid vigor with those hybrids because of the selection and the management that these breeders do. I mean, it's pretty amazing what we can see, both on the finished side, but even, like I say, putting those females back in your herd or developing them for sale. It's pretty fun to watch, because just not a lot can go wrong. I mean, it just the cattle do so well. It takes a lot of the frustration out of the game for a rancher.
Harold Burtz, Executive Director of the American Gelvie Association, thank you so much for the time. Now, to take advantage of any of the programs that Harold mentioned, it's super easy. Just head to gelvie.org, or better yet, reach out to Tom Stram or Wes Anglin with the association, and they would be glad to help y'all out. Now, coming up, we talk markets, hay and cattle for sale, and lots more of the cow stuff here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show.
If your herd is suffering from scours and has had scours, see immediate results with Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Get your herd on a Pharmatan feeding plan now to prevent scours for next calving season. Get your herd back in shape, more breed backs, healthier calves, and eliminate scours with Pharmatan. Check out PharmatanUSA.com and on Facebook.
Circle F Farms in Baxley, Georgia is proud to announce the first annual Angus Female Sale happening Friday, October 4th. Selling a powerful set of Angus females designed to add value, maternal strength, and performance to your herd. Don't miss this historic first event from one of the Southeast's fastest growing Angus programs. Sale information available at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Mark your calendar, Friday, October 4th in Baxley, Georgia, the Circle F Farms first annual Angus Female Sale. Circle F Farms, genetics you can trust.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
Don't miss the 4th annual Jorgensen Land and Cattle Angus Motherlode Sale Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. For the first time, selling select bulls plus maternally focused Angus females backed by 10-plus generations of proven genetics. Details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherlode Sale, the source for maternal Angus genetics. Welcome back to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. So, Kirk, what do you got for numbers for us?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, September 5th, October feeder futures closed the week at $357.77.5. That's down $7.42.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $1.42 at $363.96. That left the basis versus October futures at a positive $6.18.5. Now, that is a pretty wide basis, but if you keep in mind that there's 2 months till October expires, that's actually not that unusual. October live cow closed the week at $235.97.5. That's down $3.82.5 on the week, with cash trading 242 to 243 in both the north and the south. So the south has narrowed the gap to the north. That left the five area weighted average down 85 cents at 242.59 and the basis at positive $6.61.5 versus October futures. Same story with that basis. Choice boxes were down 465 on the week at 410.76, still a very high price. Estimated spot packer margins are $150 ahead with the rally in boxes, and the regional show lists are down 5%. Weekly slaughter was 487,000, that's down 78,000. From last week. It was a holiday shortened week. That's 61,000 head lower than the same week last year. Dress weights were up 2 pounds at 868 pounds, which is 8 pounds more than this week last year. The combination left yearly production down 0.1% at 4.1% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, December corn closed at 418. That's down 2 cents on the week. Buyers have remained active since the very bearish August 12th USDA report.
Hey, all. Mark Banzi with LivestockMarket.com. Coming up this Wednesday, September 17th, we have an all-class cattle and hay online auction. Bidding opens at just $100 a head. No reserves. All lots will sell. Featured lots include 20 bred, black, red, and Charolais cows. First and second period bred, 4 to 7 years old, from Raptor LF Cattle Company in El Dorado Springs, Missouri. 15 feeder calves, 5 steers, 10 heifers, weighing 660 pounds, 60-plus days weaned, homegrown, double-vaccinated, dewormed, bunk-broke. It's a great set of calves from Nelson Ranch in Hamilton, Ohio. Featured hay lots include 68 large round brome bales, selling on 2 34-bale lots. It's 5x5, net wrap, fertilized, 1,250 pounds, never rained on from Massey Farms in Smith Mill, Missouri. 45 large round alfalfa bales, selling on 3 15-bale lots, 5x6, net wrap second cutting, 1,620 pounds from Cobes Auctions in David City, Nebraska. 24 large round grass bales, selling on 2 12-bale lots, 5x6, net wrap from Cobes Auction. 22 large round alfalfa bales, selling on 2 11-bale lots, it's 5x6, polytwined, second cutting, 1,400 pounds from Cobes Auctions. All this and a lot more hay on there. Bidding is currently live, but all lots will sell the morning of Wednesday, September 17th at 10 a.m. Central Time. You got cattle to sell? Regular online cattle auctions, first and third Wednesday of every month, with hay sales every Wednesday on LivestockMarket.com and AuctionTime.com.
Are you excited about profits from previous years, but also want to be tax conscious? Hey, I am Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. In one of my recent episodes, Aaron Berger shares several smart strategies for ranchers to consider when it comes to using profits. Here's a small portion of our conversation.
And so what I mean by that is that having some cash in hand, because we paid some tax and now I've got some cash providing a little cushion, to me is prudent. And again, I don't want to pay taxes unnecessarily, but I'm a believer that eventually a profitable business will pay some taxes. Now, that needs to be done strategically. It needs to be done with thought, but you know, having some cash that you can have access to gives you opportunity to take advantage of opportunities when they're presented, I think is an important thing to strategically position yourself and your business to be in a good place going forward. And again, circling back to what we first talked about, I'm also a big believer in investing in yourself and investing in how can I grow my skill set, my knowledge base. You know, who can I hire? Who can I ask for input who might, again, this is being vulnerable, but might come on my operation and give me a real assessment of where's opportunities, where's some threats, maybe where's some things that I haven't thought about.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Harold Burtz with the American Gelvy Association, Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com, Shay Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Circle F Farms, Superior Livestock Auction, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Top Dollar Angus, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. You can call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Pig Rebecca approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.